Right, a very good morning. It's just coming up to 11:30 and now we have some live music coming up in the studio. I'm very pleased to be joined by a very, very, very nice young man. That sounds awful, doesn't it, Mum? She's laughing in the background. A very nice young man that I saw here at Brentwood Firewalk, actually entertaining the troops by playing the violin. He's absolutely excellent. His name is Cam Southcott, and he's in the studio and he's my guest. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Lovely to be here. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Are you feeling nervous?
No, I'm all right.
You sure?
Take it, my stride, it's all right.
Yeah, oh, I thought you were going to get nervous then. I was like, oh, never mind. Now, your mum is here. Say hello, Mum.
Hi there.
We like it when the parents come in as well. Keep an eye. They only come in because I think people hear stories about me. They get a bit worried. Now, thanks for coming in today. You are a superb violin player. When I saw you at the Brentwood Firewalk, I think you played, I don't know, about sort of 10 songs, and everyone was just like, ooh, and it went very, very quiet with people in, you know, which is a real compliment because nobody was chatting while you were playing.
Yeah, people seem to become fixated, which is quite nice. So, I think that can only be a good thing. So, yeah.
So if we go back to the very beginning, when did you actually... Because it is an unusual kind of instrument to pick up. A lot of people would start on maybe like guitar or stuff. What made you and how old were you when you started playing the violin?
Well, I remember it was January 2013, so it's been just over 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
I'd been learning the piano for quite a few years since I was about 7, and I'd got so burnt out with it because there were kind of the classical scales and things.
Yeah.
And I think anyone that has done that will understand the pain of the scales. So I was just looking for something fun because music, for me, had lost all the excitement and enjoyment.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I thought I'd take up the violin because I've always wanted to have a portable kind of acoustic instrument rather than playing an electric piano.
Yeah, it's difficult with gigs as well. It's like when you play piano, like being a drummer, you can't just turn up and say, oh, I'm just going to pop out for a while, and you've got like you're pushing. It's difficult, isn't it, if you've got keyboards, drums and stuff. But with the violin, you can just go anywhere.
Yeah, it's really great. And when I perform live, I can go with my pickup and play like an electric guitar. So that's really good.
So you've only been playing literally over 2 years.
Two and a half years.
That's amazing. And you've got such a good sound, because I know a lot of parents will say this when you have your children saying, I want to take up the violin, they're like, no, you don't want to be doing that, you want to play something else. How did it work at home with you playing the violin?
It seemed to work okay. I bought my very first It was an MDF violin that I bought for next to nothing. It wasn't very good, so I returned that and got something a little bit nicer. And that definitely helped. It reduced the chalkboard scratching noise. And from there, I saw YouTube videos, and I kind of started self-teaching with that. I got kind of fretboard stickers, which was really good.
Yeah.
So that helps. It's sort of cheating, but it works.
And this is the amazing thing about Cam, is that he is self-taught. And it's not one of those instruments you think that you could pick up. I mean, you do have, obviously, because you've got all your musical knowledge and you read music and you play piano to a very high standard, it must be easier. But mind you, it's a completely different instrument. I mean, piano is one thing. I always think piano is a little bit like typing. I can type, but I can't play the piano, so maybe not. But the violin is... It's just such a different... You can understand if you'd gone from maybe the guitar to the violin.
Yes. Yeah, it is very much like a guitar, except instead of plucking, you're bowing and it's fretless.
Yeah.
It's a really... I really enjoy playing it, and I do enjoy it more than the piano, to be honest. I've found it much easier to read one stave of music rather than the two separate hands on the piano. The coordination isn't quite there, but
it's when you do the piano and you do the violin at the same time. That's what you've got to aim for.
It's difficult. Yeah.
Now you're going to get up and play us. So as you move over to get by the other microphone, Cam's going to play us three tunes. Before we actually start with this, Cam, if you go over there and just let us know the first track we're going to play and why you've picked it.
Okay, this first track is called Roundtable Rival, and it's a nice upbeat, fun country song, and you can clap along if you like.
We're not out of time, hopefully.
Yes.
round of applause there, because I had to quickly fade down the music. Well done. Again, mother. There we go. It's always better. It's always better when there's a few people in the studio giving a round of applause, although it makes it a little bit more nervous for the person in the studio. That was Cam Southcott there. And what was that track again?
Round Table Rival.
And where did you find it? Where did you find the track from?
Well, the track is by Lindsay Sterling, who is one of the people that I first heard that inspired me to pick up the violin. I loved how fun and exciting and upbeat her music was. And it was a complete contrast to the piano that I'd been doing. And I just saw this music and thought, I'd love to be able to play something like that.
Hmm.
So I went and got my violin and just started working away. And it's, yeah.
There's a tune, actually. I'm quite a fan of Kate Bush. There's a tune on her one, which I think is Nigel Kennedy, on one of her very old tracks, which I can't remember what it's called, but it was, when I heard it, that was one of the tracks where I thought, I really wish I could play the violin. I think it was very early Nigel Kennedy. And there's also a lady called Sophie Solomon, which I bought one of her albums as well. She's a very, plays similar kind of thing, you know. Yeah. Really, really fantastic. Again, makes you think to yourself, oh, I could give that a go. Obviously, yeah. People do think that, don't they, Mum? And they're normally not as good as your son, who's fantastic. We were talking about, it's a good instrument to pick up, and you can go outside and sort of gig anywhere. Have you done any sort of like busking yet, and what sort of gigs have you been doing?
I haven't done any busking. That is definitely something I'd like to do. Well, I'm job hunting at the moment, and so if things don't go very well, then I might go busking and see if I can get some pennies that way.
Yeah, don't get arrested, because your mum won't forgive me after I've suggested that.
Yeah, you need licences and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah, you do. But you can. I mean, you can earn a fortune doing that, can't you?
Yeah, there are people in London at the tube stations that you need to. Yeah, you need to audition for things like that. So it's all taken very seriously.
Yeah.
Some of the gigs that I have done, I've done there's so many different things. Last year I performed at the Strawberry Fair on the Stringford Common, which really enjoyed that. Since then I've supported Alexandra O'Neill. I've done that twice at Reed's, which was previously the Ivy Rooms in Billericay.
Mm-hmm.
And every other Tuesday they have an Essex Live Lounge, and people from all kind of different genres of music, live performers, they all come along and perform, and that's from 8:30, and it's great fun. It's free entry, and I've go along there quite a lot.
And can anyone get up and play?
Yes, yeah, anyone. I possibly need to kind of get in contact first, but it's always great to see new people along. There are lots of people from Britain's Got Talent that have from there have been scouted.
Yeah.
And so it's really nice.
And is there anything have you sort of got on to? Are you thinking about doing any of those shows? That's something you would do, or not yet?
I'm not quite sure. I'm quite happy jogging along at the moment. I think I'll leave it for the moment. But.
You don't want to be on there. The thing is, I suppose it's quite a big. A lot of people do it, and it means just if you don't win it or you don't get through to the next bit, you just get more. You get noticed, yes. And it's like 7 or 8 million people, and you get more gigs.
Yeah, I mean, it's all walls down. You go out there, and I don't think for me that's the sort of thing that I'd be interested in doing, but definitely I love performing. I've been playing at charity events for St Francis Hospice and all sorts, so I really like to perform whatever possible.
And have you worked with, done some stuff with Alexandra, and are you looking to sort of do more band stuff, or do you like doing your solo stuff, or you don't really mind?
No, I'm really open to go and try all different avenues with bands, and I'm doing a couple of collaborations with people at the moment, which is exciting. That's in the pipe works.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all very exciting.
Yeah, you don't want to go on Britain's Got Talent. You don't want him ending up wearing some sort of sequin outfit. Do you know what I mean? Your mum's laughing, but that's it. One minute you turn up there looking really sort of cool, the next minute they'll have you in a blue suit covered in sequins. Exactly. I could just see you go. No.
Not sure
about that. Right, the next song. What's the next song, and why have you picked it?
The next song is called Take Flight, and it was written by Lindsay Sterling, and it's about overcoming kind of struggles that you have, and it's really making the best of each situation, and just putting your heart into different things. And it's getting a bit deep, but
that's all right.
I'll just stop playing.
Should we give him a round of applause before he starts playing, Mum? I think we should, shouldn't we? There we go. Here we go. This is Cam Southcott, and don't forget, we'll be giving out all the details of the website as well. So if you're having a little soiree or you've got something going on and you'd like a violinist to be there playing along with some lovely music, again, another great thing for weddings, or whether you're having a little party in the garden. Maybe not so much now because it's nearly winter and you're probably freeze to death, but here we go.